Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 27 of the Digital Commando Show, take two. The first time we've ever had any technical difficulties, so I hope you can all hear and see me okay. Please jump into the comments and just let me know that you're there. We are a little bit delayed today, so we're about 8:15 instead of 8 o'clock, but we haven't lost our fantastic guest of the day, who is Russ Nolan. So we're sticking with the trend of our veteran-owned week. So another veteran-owned business owner. So really, really excited for this one. So guys, come along. We're going to be talking about gratitude. We're going to be talking about reviews and testimonials. And we're going to be talking about paying it forward. So let's get Russ into the room. Hey, yeah. Russ. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. Thank you very much for joining me again. We're up. We're working. For everything I can see, it looks great. Guys, if you can hear and see us, please make a comment. And if you know anybody that can benefit from the show, then make sure you tag them in the comments or share the entire show with them on the replay for them to watch. That's all we ask to keep the show going. You keep liking it, we'll keep posting it. Russ, for those that missed the last show a couple of minutes ago, it's just tuning in now. I know the guys on Facebook, this is why we had to restart. See, Facebook wasn't linking up correctly, but I think we're there now. Can you give everyone a quick intro to yourself, your business, and a little bit more about what you do in your background?
Yeah, sure. I'm one of two of us, which we formed Cloud Hill Productions when we left the military, which is a video production company. And we make videos for websites, social media channels, things like that. We both come from a army cameraman photographer background, so we take those skills that we've learned over our time in the military and apply them to our civilian street world now.
Superb. Thank you, Russ. Thank you very much for joining me. Let's get stuck straight into it. So we're going to talk about, firstly, gratitude and practicing gratitude ourselves. Now, for yourself or your business, or just in general, have you got any tips for the guys out there now in ways, great ways to practice gratitude?
Well, the thing is, in terms of business-wise, some of the simplest things is, do you know what I mean? When you have friends share their business links on Facebook, Instagram, things like that, just liking and commenting on things like that goes a long way. And people don't realize it now. People mindlessly scroll through, but obviously the more sort of clicks, likes, comments that you get, the more it helps that business along. And it's simple, doesn't cost anyone anything. And like I say, it helps. A lot of people go through and we'll go to the communities tab on people's pages and share out to all their friends. And again, all that helps. It's like that old form of people asking, isn't it? And telling, who did you get to do this? Who did you get to do that? And people love to use people that people know, don't they? It's it's very simple form of being able to help someone. We're forever asking people for recommendations. And that's a perfect way of giving gratitude to someone, you know, if you can recommend someone.
I really like that. And you're so right. It's 100%. It was something that we were doing so much of that Facebook created its own button to be able to do it. You know that we must be doing it a lot for Facebook to actually go, we should create a recommends button. And which is why we get all these recommendations now, which is great. So I think it is a really good, easy, simple, cheap way to get to give gratitude. I would definitely say if anybody is out there that's looking to I was going to say pay it forward, but we'll get on to that later. Pay it forward a little bit. So if you've had a great service from a kind of business that you've worked with, then and you see that recommendation coming up for somebody, do jump in there. It does make such a difference. It's a really nice thing to do. The businesses really, really appreciate it in the current climate, probably more than ever before as well. So definitely get into it. We're going on to talk about reviews and testimonials, which is kind of following on really, really well from that, from talking about recommendations. Now, when it comes to giving reviews and testimonials, what are the things that you feel are really important, Russ?
Well, I think, firstly, if you're reviewing anyone, you definitely have to be honest down the line with it, because it's a difficult one. As much as you want to say get in there and leave someone the bestest review in the world, but I still think you need to be honest with your review, and that's where you start. Back in January, we January being a slow month for most people, we decided to do a whole social media month. So we started creating videos, all sorts of little topics. And this was one of them, doing testimonials. And our thing was, is everybody has a mobile phone. It takes 30 seconds to ask someone to go, you couldn't do us a quick video review on your mobile, could you? It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter if it's in the living room. It doesn't matter if it's in the car. And that just 30 seconds, just tell us how we did and what you thought of our service. And everybody can do that. Do you know what I mean? You're not asking them to sit there and type out a Google review, Facebook review, and any other Trustpilot reviews. And then they send you this video, and there you have it, their honest opinion. And it doesn't matter if they shoot it upright, long landscape, you have their honest opinion in 30 seconds to use wherever you want to use it.
I really like that. And video is so powerful. I'm not just saying that because Russ is on the show, people. Everybody who's watched this before, I say this all the time. And I have said this on the show about especially reviews and testimonials. Now, one of the things that we do for a living, we build websites at Sigma. Now, on the Sigma side, when they're building their websites, what we used to do is we used to build templated-based websites. I will get to my point on this. It's not kind of selling the website because we don't do it that way. We used to buy a template and install it on top, and then it's kind of all there ready to go, and you change stuff. Very, very bad way to do it, if I'm perfectly honest. But we didn't know any better, so that's what we used to do. Now, when we bought these templates, like many people out there would have done, it comes with pre-written testimonials, and lots of businesses don't change them. The only thing they change on it is the name, and they keep whatever review is there. They might then drop a few of their own in as well, but generally speaking, most of us won't look at the reviews and testimonials on a website. Sorry to say it, but it's true. When we're looking at Google reviews and people have got 5-star Google reviews, that's great, but there's an element of us that doesn't really trust that, even with TripAdvisor, all those sorts of things. Written reviews are having less and less impact on people. But a video review, you can't fake it. They're absolutely amazing. We get our clients there, we send it out. It's a great thing to do at the minute, just as part of a phone call. So lots of people are kind of checking in and keeping communication with their clients at the minute, which I think is absolutely key. But pick up the phone, ring a client and say, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well at the minute. Hope you're not affected by obviously coronavirus and things. And have a bit of a chat with them. And if that ends up on a happy note, that phone call, just ask, would you mind taking a couple of minutes just to give us a quick video review for our website and our social media? They will not mind. If they've got anything that's pretty much an iPhone 6 or higher, you're not going to struggle with a video or one of them rubbish Samsung things. But that's fine. I'm sure they're not going to watch it. But yeah, literally, just get them to do that. It takes no time at all. They can send it over to you. You can edit if you want. And it's good to go. You can share that on all of your platforms. You can put it on your website. I think it's so powerful. I think you're absolutely right there. I put some notes down. Yeah, make sure it's honest. That's such a really good point. If you hype it up too much, it's not really worth doing it. I think keeping it honest and straight to the point, and very much this is what they did. We try to steer our clients with their reviews and testimonials and say, right, can you tell us about what we did, what impact it's had on your business, and how made you feel? And that works really well for us. Russ, I suppose there's probably quite a few companies out there that have used you to actually do video testimonials to their clients. Am I right?
No, actually, it's one of the things we haven't ever been asked to do. We get our clients to do video testimonials, but we've never actually come in to do them for someone yet, actually.
So this is a good thing for anybody that's looking to do video production for their company next year. Now, I absolutely love videos on websites. I don't like the really cheesy ones, like the super cheesy corporate stuff that's just like every other video. But if you can kind of mix it up, I think putting testimonials in there are great, but not when it's kind of just like it's Doris kind of sat there going, hi, I'm Doris. And it's like the side angle, typical. People won't watch it. Really great reviews by video. If you're going to do some video anyway, use the opportunity, especially if you're using a video production company, because as we know, we're not going to kind of beat around the bush. It's not cheap to do. It's worth every single penny in my eyes, but it's not the cheapest thing in the world. So if you're going to be spending the money anyway, and you're going to have a crew there doing some filming for you, take that opportunity to call a couple of clients and say, would you mind just coming down while we're doing some filming to do a review? It works so, so well. I couldn't recommend it enough.
You get a better quality of testimonial then as well. Although you have that authenticity of someone sat there, do you know what I mean, with their mobile phone sat in their living room? Is that the true sort of their sort of truth behind it? They did sit there and just do it. You will pay most quality testimonials if it's obviously done by a production company.
Absolutely. And yeah, I would go down the production route for everybody. If you can afford it, then definitely, definitely do it. We do loads and loads of pay-per-click and Facebook advertising, as everybody knows. Pretty much what we're about. Now, we have seen the returns from video ads compared to image or text ads significantly higher. Now, if I run, to give people a physical monetary value, if I run an ad at the minute where we actually do ads to promote the show, so our ads that run with a video will cost about 15 pence per engagement. Our video ads run at 0.003 pence per engagement. So absolutely no brainer that we're going to use videos. Luckily, we've got a few of them because we've done a couple of shows. But so we've kind of got content. But I would always recommend, the algorithm just loves video so much more. People can see it, it moves, they click on it. It's great. So it's
the most consumed content video. Everyone's there scrolling, especially with the autoplay as well. So as things go by, it starts straight away. So always make sure the beginning of it's catchy.
Yeah, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not slowing down anytime soon. No. And we can see that actually, if you look at the trends of what's happening now, our attention spans and things like that, it's kind of so obvious. And when you're looking at, if we kind of go really, really kind of meta on this, kids are growing up now with TikTok. So kids and us as well, to a degree. TikTok is a new thing. It's very, very short, like 30-second consumable video. And we're used to this flicking through video after video after video. Some people are consuming like 4 hours of TikTok in 30-second videos. That's a lot of videos.
If you look at Facebook alone, Facebook switched over their videos into a separate streaming tab so people can just continuously scroll the videos.
Yeah, I've got Facebook TV right next to me. So I went out and bought a Pixel because everybody who watches the show knows I just like to buy gadgets for fun. So this one I actually know how to work, which is great. So I bought a Facebook Pixel, and on there is Facebook Watch. So I can just literally watch Facebook videos one after another because that's all I've got to do all day. But yeah. But I quite like it in the background, keeping up with everything that's not the news, which is nice. I hate the news at the minute. Try and stay away from it constantly. But yeah, no, it's a great thing to do. There's so many things you can do with video. And we talk about content that you can create loads more stuff out. So if you create one video, the amount of things you can do with one video. So just to give people an example of what we do with one of these shows. Now, this streams out. It goes out live to my Facebook, the Digital Commando Facebook page, the Digital Commando Facebook group, the Digital Commando YouTube channel, and the Digital Commando Twitter account. So that's five platforms we've already gone on. Then after the show, we cut it all down, we download it, we split it down to 10 minutes. It goes onto IGTV, therefore it's on Instagram. Then we put it onto LinkedIn. We also then strip the audio out and put it onto podcast. We're now up to like 10 pieces of content at least. Then you can take screenshots. You can put them out there as well. There's so many things. You could very, very easily create 30 pieces of content from one video. And it takes you an hour maximum to create a video when you're doing it.
We actually had a company bring us in to just produce 15-second clips for Instagram. And that was it. We were filming all day, and it got cut down into were all 50-second clips. It was like an outdoor bench training place. And we said, we're just after Instagram stuff, and that was it. So it would have been nice to have had that brief beforehand, because we had our mind sort of set on a bit more of a lengthier video, and then we got there on the day and they're like, actually, we've sort of changed our mind, we're just after this. We're like, that's it, you don't want us to edit a longer piece? No, we just want lots and lots of 15 second snippets so we can continuously drip feed it straight into social media.
And we're like, oh, yeah. That's I think fair enough. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. It would have been nice to get the brief. I totally agree with you on that as well. But guys, yeah, I think it goes down to knowing what you want when you're about to create this video. I think that's so key. Now, is it going to be used for ads? If you are going to use it for ads, have you got an understanding of how ads work, as in the shape of the ad videos, the length of the ad videos for different platforms? These things are really, really crucial. So yeah, make sure you know what you need before you go and create a video and then go, not sure I can use that. And be careful what you say on video as well. This is another thing. We've done quite a lot of video and figured out that some of it isn't allowed to be used because of what we said. Facebook doesn't particularly like it sometimes. Oh, God, excuse me. That's not happening on the show either. I'm not getting ill. So there's loads of stuff you can do. Oh, my God, coronavirus. That's what it is. I'm going to get shouted at coronavirus by everyone now. We've got a question coming from Sarah, which would you encourage customers to self-tape testimonials, especially at the moment? How could we make the quality of the production better? White background, etc. I'm going to send that over to Russ. Definitely more your special subject than mine.
No, please do. Actually, we did a video on just this back in January on how to shoot videos. Firstly, I would say try and light it nice. And the easiest way to do that is window light. So go and find yourself a nice window. If it's got a net curtain in front of it, even better. It'll soften the light down even more. Position that to one side of you, and then you can hold your camera up in front of you. Try, if you can, not to use a room that's too echoey, because obviously audio on phones isn't always great. But if you can have generally a clearish background, that works. But I wouldn't worry too much about trying to make it completely white or black or anything like that, because when something's shot on a mobile phone, you get that shot on a mobile phone. And it adds that authenticity of the fact that they're holding it or they've popped it up and they're talking to a phone. So, but that's if you want to make it look better lighting wise, there's nothing better than window light, especially even better if it's a cloudy day. And like I say, try and get the room as non-echoey as possible.
Absolutely. I think this is some of the things that we talk about in general. I think it was on the show that we've said this. It may well be, which is one thing to invest in. And we've had loads and loads of guests on that have said the same thing. You don't need to go and invest in incredible amounts of kit to be able to do this. My big thing is content. I like people to create content. I would rather you get some content out there that is okay quality instead of not doing anything and wait until you've bought all the gear and then still not done it, because actually it was never part of the gear. It was always part of the fear. And people get too scared to go on video, which I completely understand. I would say for anybody who wants to get out there and start doing something, audio is key. It's one of the things that's most important. It's almost as important as the video itself. But if you can create, like I think personally, for some of the stuff that we do, a mobile phone is fine. If you're doing kind of daily like bits and bobs, I think it's absolutely fine. Just invest in a microphone that you can plug, even the ones you just plug into the bottom of your phone, just so it's external. That works really well. It gets rid of that echoiness quite a lot of the time.
Totally. Even us as a production company, we use external recorders to do our audios. So we have scratch audios rolling on the cameras, and then especially if we're doing interviews, and then we've got little Tascam mics on all the individuals, and then we'll sync it up in post later on. But no, totally agree with if you can get a microphone.
That way. The experts are telling you this is how it works. We don't just say this thing. We don't just say this and I hope you like it. It's true. I keep pointing the wrong way. That way and backwards. Make sure that happens. Video-wise, light can be so difficult. Now, I wish I knew anybody that knew anything about light. I do now. I'm actually like, Russ, can you just come to my home studio when the coronavirus is over and set up my lights? Like, my lights are so weird. I've got lights everywhere, but don't know how to angle it. And it can be very difficult. I'm not sure if Russ has got any videos that you guys have done on how to help people with lighting or anything.
Not with setting up lights, but...
If you did one, it would be very popular, I assure you. I'll watch it 7 times. I think lighting's key. If you can get it, I totally agree, Russ. Natural light is always better. If you can get natural light, I'm so obsessed with this. I'm moving a house. Like, I cannot get the light that I want in my house. So I'm moving. Like, because I just went, oh, not a good light. Some people, I never used to think about that. Now I think about, right, where can I put my cameras? Where can I get my lights and everything else? So it's really, really...
See, my part of the where I'm sat in my studio is right down the dark end. So everything's artificial around me. Like.
But you've got really good quality video. So if anybody watching, they'll agree with me that the video, the quality of your video is incredible. What are you using?
I think so. I wouldn't want to get on as a production company and go, oh, your live stream was awful.
You have to practice what you preach. Yeah. But just give people an idea, because I think people will notice.
Buy more and more expensive. If you look at some of the companies now, they're all almost doing specialist cameras dedicated to people that want to create content, blog things like that. GoPro recently, was it the GoPro one that made the one perfect for bloggers that had all the bits that plugged onto them, mm-hmm. the external bits, flip up screens, and Canon themselves have just released their new camera, and they're calling it the vlogger's camera. And that's, it's got a little flip out screen that flips up, and it's got a little top microphone on it to give it better audio. And it's small and it's dinky, so you're not carting around great big cameras when you start getting camera envy.
Oh, that's cool. I really like that. Out of curiosity, what are you using now, Russ? Have you got like an external camera plugged into your computer? Something
like that? I do. I have a Canon C200 cinema camera plugged in.
There you go, everyone. It all makes sense now. Very jealous.
There is a perfectly good reason for that. Is my MacBook Pro EyeSight camera has just gone black, and I've spent like 3 days trying to sort it out. 2 hours on the phone to Apple, and I still have not got it sorted out. So C200 it is.
I think that works better anyway. That's absolutely great. We've got a DSLR D700 Canon. Yeah. Over there, trying to figure out for days how to. Everybody knows this about me. I'm rubbish with stuff. X signals, and I haven't got a clue how to use any of the tech. So we've been trying to hook up a DSLR to the laptop for weeks. Literally weeks. I went and bought all these funky cables that the internet told me that I needed to have, and still can't make it work. So we're back to the normal camera. We will make it work eventually. Promise. I think we ordered.
If you want to give me a ring offline, okay.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, we'll go for a tutorial after. What have we got here? Really like the buzz testament. We've got another comment. Come in. Have I missed any? Nope. I really like the idea about testimonials and mobiles from an authentic point of view. Ah, Buzz. Yeah, Buzz is over in Cyprus at the minute. Thanks for the comment, Buzz. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it works. And actually, it works really well for Buzz's business. Buzz also, I'm not sure if you know Buzz Russ.
I do, yeah.
So they similar kind of industries, I guess, in that sense. So we'll go on to our final point of the day, which is pay it forward. Now, we were a little bit late. We were going to start 5 minutes late anyway today because we were outside clapping for the NHS. So because they're doing fantastic work over here. We've got lots of family in the NHS and friends in the NHS. So absolutely amazing work. Thank you very much to everybody. So we did start a little bit late and then have the obviously issues. But the... talking about paying it forward. Now, this is something that I've loved ever since I saw the movie. And after I saw the movie, then I read the book. And then after I read the book, I read the original book. And I absolutely love the whole premise and the theory behind it. And this, for me, can be anything from, we said on the show earlier on, something really, really simple, from smiling at someone in the morning to then going, do you know what? I'm going to make a conscious decision to smile at three people today. And that is just one simple way of paying it forward. Now, Russ, do you do anything in your life, or have you got any advice for anybody that's thinking about trying to come up with like a pay it forward mindset?
One of the things that me and Gaz, my business partner, did as soon as we came out was we realized straight away we needed to network a lot more. So he took up BNI, I took up for networking, and we were both out there networking like mad to help get our business off the ground. Mm-hmm. And I found sometimes it's a little bit, everyone's trying to hard sell a little bit to everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. So in the end, we turned around and sort of said, I've sort of had enough of the bit of this for now. So what we started was we started a veteran online networking group, and the original plan was to have some actual physical meetings every other week. And we were going to do one in Exeter, one in Dorchester. And we, across the first two we'd set, we had about 15 people due to come, and we were like, oh, this is great. Now, we weren't going to charge anything for it or anything like that. Both places serve food, come, sit, meet, eat food if you want to eat food. If not, mm-hmm. Of course, then this all kicked off, and it lockdown happened the week before the very first one was due. So it all got canned. So we moved it online to Zoom, and which was actually made it a little bit better, because now we weren't sort of constricted to location. Mm-hmm. And so we do it every Monday at 10 o'clock. We started off with 6. We're now up to 20, and we're in week 3, and we're moving on to week 4 next week. There's no cost for anyone to come and do it. Everyone gets to come on, tell us about their business, tell us what they're struggling with, and then you get a chance to then connect and see if you can help. It's not about being there and selling your business to someone else. It's about, actually, have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about doing that to help your business along? And it's proven sort of quite successful. Everyone that's come along so far has come back, and we move on to the next one next week.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I'll be well up for that. I love the veteran side networking. I've never done much of it. I'm quite guilty for probably stepping away from the military a lot when I got out. Now, I know that other people have done this as well. So they kind of, we get out of the military and we try and almost put it behind us. And it wasn't until probably about 5 years into running my business that people said, you should really kind of take advantage of the fact that you were in the military. Like, you should network with veterans, which I wasn't doing really much at the time, apart from people that obviously you meet that just happen to be ex-military. Wasn't doing much of the networking from the military point of view. Wasn't on any of the military sites like Veteran-Owned UK or anything like that. And I didn't have, there was, for anybody that went to our website or met me, they would have absolutely no idea in hell that I ever served in the military either. It was a shock to a lot of people when I told them. So I think it's great to embrace it. We've obviously got, we're well on brand now. We've got the Digital Commando Academy, so we're trying to get really on brand. We went from one extreme to the polar other, and I think it works really well. And we talk about the camaraderie between veterans of all sides of the forces, this and this country and the US. So I think it's great that you found something where you can bring everybody together, which allows them to pay it forward. And I think some of the networking groups, especially the ones that I've experienced that are on a peer-to-peer level, which is you'll go in there with no intention to sell anybody anything. It's to share experiences and pass on knowledge. That works really, really well. I know that we've done a few with the Institute of Directors. We used to do like a, I think it was every month, we would go and meet with some directors, a lovely place, we'd go for dinner. And the whole point of it was just to get to know the other directors. We'd have a bit of a theme for the night where we would talk about a particular subject, and we would all share our input, or like a question that would come up, and then we'd all share our thoughts on that. And that works really, really well. I think it is a shame that with lots of the business groups, you do tend to kind of get in there, and I've done most of the business groups. So guilty that I've gone to the Four Ends, and I quite like Four Ends, to be honest, but you do.
Yeah,
you,
no, I quite like it, but like I say again,
you can get stuck in a
real. You've got to keep working at it and working at it for it to start benefit you. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, but it just sort of wasn't sort of working for us for a great deal. And like I say, with this one, we're not interested in selling our video services to anyone. But if people are in there, I'm stuck with this, and then we've got ideas. And that's what this one's all about, just trying to help each other along. I think it goes back to that bit of that word of mouth thing again. And it's about sort of like building relationships with people. So you never know who the next person's going to talk to. They'll walk out of there and go, oh, I was on this network meeting more, and they showed us this video. Oh, I need to get a video done. And you're like, oh, I'll put you in touch with this guy. And it's more about that than anything else.
I think that's it. If you can showcase your expertise at things like that, and just build up your network in the sense of where it was supposed to come from. Now, going, like, for anybody that doesn't get this, like, it's absolutely fine, but we're going to go like really basic. If you go to a network event, you're designed to network and build a community around you where you learn what they do, they learn what you do, and then you can sell that to other people in general conversations. It's not there for you to go in and go, I've got 21 business cards, let's go, pow, 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 and start firing business cards at everybody and then try and sell them all something by the end of the day. It doesn't work, and people just don't like you. Sorry, that's how it is. Just go there, get to know people, listen. Like, I listen first. I think this works really well. Go in, and if you do have a one-to-one with someone, or well, that's the kind of format, just sit. And I normally, because if you're going to go once, you're probably going to go again. And a lot of the time, it's the same people. The first thing I would do is go, cool, sit down. Tell me about your business. I want to learn about you. And I'll probably let them speak for the whole 10 minutes. So within the first networking meeting I ever go to in a region, nobody probably knows what I do, but I know what they do. And then when I go back again, I might do the same again. And when I'm sat down with those people again, I think it's always nice to wait and wait for people to ask you what you do. Don't jump and tell them. Because when they ask, oh, so Stefan, tell me a bit more about the Academy or Sigma, or tell me a bit more what you do, then they're actually listening. It makes sense. You don't go in and go, hi, this is me. I'm going to tell you what I do, and I'm going to sell you something. Great attitude, but no one's listening. As soon as you say that, they're switching off to it so much. I think that was the big thing. But the networking thing was great. There's quite a few resources for networking now. Obviously, 4N's gone online. I'm pretty sure BNI's online now as well. We'll get the information from yours in a sec as well, if that's all right. But yeah, jump online, start networking. It's such a good time. I understand that it's a lot of people keep saying to me it's time consuming. Well, it's not as time consuming as it was before. You haven't got a drive there. So
I think it can focus you a little bit more as well, because you're there. You're not distracted by anything else in the room too much. You're there sat at your computer. And you have to focus on what they're saying. Otherwise, it's obvious if you're there, start going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really does sort of pull you in a bit more, I think.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty much all we've got time for tonight. Russ, thank you so much for giving up your time and joining me. I think there's so much that people could take away there. I want to apologize, everyone, for the technical issues at the beginning. Sorry about that. Hopefully that won't happen again. But we all got it through. So if you are watching on the replay, or if you are watching now and you want to share it, or you know anybody that can benefit, then please tag them in the comments and share the whole video with them so that they can take advantage of this. It's a great way to pay it forward. If you've got something from the show, give it to three people that can also get something from the show. Russ, for anybody that tuned in late, can we just give them a quick recap of who you are, what you do, and how they can get in touch with you and your business and find out more about your networking group?
Yeah, sure. My name's Russ. I run Cloud Hill Productions with another veteran. We're both former Army cameramen, photographers, and we left late last year. You can get in touch with us by searching Cloud Hill Productions on Facebook, Instagram. Our website is cloudhillproductions.com. And we recently started the Veterans Online Networking Group. You can find it on Eventbrite. You can find it on our Facebook page. Actually, I think we post it out onto the veteran owned quite often as well, and that meets every Monday at 10, and it's free as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Russ, and for everybody who's watched today, thank you so much as well. We'll be back tomorrow with our last episode of the week, but that doesn't mean that if you're a veteran or a business owner that you can't get on the show. You still can. Tomorrow is Fitness Friday, so we'll have a fitness person for you tomorrow. I'll keep it a secret who it is, but yeah, come and join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. As usual. And then we're back on Monday with a really exciting and slightly weird week. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit of a weird one next week, but you'll have to wait and see what it's all about. Russ, thanks again for everybody that tuned in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. Have a fantastic end of the week and start to the weekend. And VE Day, of course. How we missed that? VE Day. Great to see everybody out. Everybody's put the flags out and the decorations. Absolutely loving that. So I hope you all have a great VE day tomorrow as well.